Hi, my name is Jada Joe. I am a sophomore theater major at USC, and you're watching a coming of age movie.
What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming of age movie and another episode of Campus Tour.
This week, we're joined by Jada Joe, who is here to help us learn about the University of Southern California, aka USC.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
How's your week been? How's your long weekend?
It was pretty good, but my classes are already giving me all of the homework, so that was a good majority of my weekend.
Wow. Well, yeah, us too, honestly. We have
Yeah.
a really big essay to write, and we've been on it. Anyway, so jumping right into all the USC stuff, just to begin, what is your major or what program are you in and all that?
I am a theater major with an acting emphasis. So, basically, you can do just a well-rounded theater major where you get to kind of try out different classes, or you can have an emphasis. There's a screenwriting emphasis and different elements of theater that you can choose to focus in on. And acting is my number one passion. So I did an acting emphasis. So most of my classes are geared towards that.
Very
That's
cool.
really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans or goals for after college?
That is like the scariest question in the entire world.
I agree. Don't worry.
I am just going with the flow. This week we had a lot of introductions in class and they would ask us that same question. And I was actually very surprised at how many people had answers to that question. I was expecting everyone to be in the same boat as me, just being, just I'll figure it out when it happens. I'm still a sophomore, so I have a little bit of time, but I am becoming very passionate about my YouTube channel, and so I'm hoping to make that kind of a side gig as I pursue acting. But for the first time in my life, honestly, I'm just saying yes to opportunities as they come and then seeing where that takes me instead of trying to plan out my life, because that never works anyway, so.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like a lot of people who say they know what they're doing are kind of just giving a guess, and then half of them are going to change what they're doing anyway. So I don't
I
think
agree.
it's a tragedy if you don't know when you're literally like, a sophomore.
Yeah, we're so young.
Yeah. And are you an in-state or out-of-state student?
I'm an out-of-state student. I'm from Arizona.
Very cool.
How would you describe USC to someone who has never heard of it?
Never heard of USC. I would describe it as a very social campus, but also a very academic-driven campus. I think a lot of people here just are huge dreamers. That's really what I think of when I think of USC, is people here are so motivated and they have really big goals and they are doing everything they can to figure out how to reach those goals. And that is one of my favorite parts about being here, is that everyone around me is just so motivated pursuing their passions, and that inspires me to do the same. So,
Surround yourself with who you want to be, right?
yes,
And is there a
exactly.
certain stereotype about your school that you think is true?
That I think is true.
Or if you don't have one of those, just any stereotype that you kind of hear a lot.
I think that I get the stereotype that because I go here, I don't necessarily work for what I do, that is kind of handed to me, just because a lot of people at my school are very privileged people, and I am one of those people. I'm not saying that I'm not, but I think that that's a huge stereotype, that it was kind of handed to all of us, and none of us had to work hard at all to get here. And I don't think that's true, although I do not deny that I am a very privileged individual.
And was USC your top school choice?
So, my college journey is kind of insane in general. I don't know how in depth to even go, but out of high school, I thought that I wanted to be a physical therapist, and I applied to many schools and got rejected from all of my top schools. And I ended up taking a gap semester out of high school to just travel and kind of figure my stuff out, because I was so burnt out from high school in general. And also, I didn't want to go to college that I didn't want to go to. And so I decided to take a gap semester and then try again. And on that gap semester is when I changed my entire plan for my life and decided that I wanted to pursue theater instead. And so I came back and applied for a bunch of acting schools, and USC ended up being the only one that I got into. I wasn't upset about that, but it was one of my top schools, but it really wasn't a choice for me at the end. This is the only school that I got into.
Interesting. Well, next question is, why did you choose your school? But I guess since, you know, you kind of, like you just said, like you didn't choose it, but you still liked it. What were some of the reasons why you liked the school?
I love the place that I'm in. I love California. I am not someone that ever wants to live in the cold. So definitely the location of that. Also just Los Angeles for acting in general. Obviously it's a huge place of opportunity. And so I love the idea of being here and around so many other actors, but I think mostly just, it was a lot of research about specifically acting programs at different schools, and all the professors here are just incredible. And they're all working actors, which I think is so amazing to learn from people who are actually in the industry. So that was huge for me. And also obviously the film school is very accredited at USC. So I knew that I could work alongside those people, and those are going to be the next big producers and directors. And so I want to be working with them. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So why do you think most people choose to go to USC?
I think because the biggest thing is networking. You know, we are forever connected with all of the other people that go to USC. I mean, I've already seen it in my life, just going back home and working at the job that I was working at. And then I meet people who find out that I go to USC and they went to USC, and automatically it's, if I could ever help you, you know, just reach out to me. Like, there's just a huge network. And I think that that is a huge reason that a lot of people here go here, because regardless of your major or what you end up doing after, there's so many people that are here to support you in that journey. And I think that's huge transitioning out of college, where a lot of people don't know what is going to happen in that following years.
Yeah, because then even if like you don't really know exactly your plans, like at least you have people supporting you in every direction. So it's kind of a safety net. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what kind of people do you think should consider attending USC?
I think USC is for students who are willing to work hard for their school, for their schoolwork. I think that it's definitely, like I said, an academically driven school. So professors are, in my experience, very much willing to help you, you know, if you are struggling or if you're falling behind. But I do think that everyone around me is very academically driven and they take their schoolwork seriously. And so I think that that's a very important part if you're gonna go to this school, is that everyone around you takes the schoolwork very seriously. But I think that there's also so many opportunities to be social. And I think that's also a huge part, is that people here just have a really good balance, I think, of the school and the work and the social life, which is always been something that I've struggled with. So I think that it's been super cool to be around so many students that do have such a good balance. And I'm learning that every single day of how to be more balanced. But this is a school for people who like the work and the play at the same time.
So you kind of covered this one. So like, what kind of people do you think should not attend USC? Like, is there like a certain thing that you think would drive some people away?
People just don't work hard, I guess. Not sure.
If you don't like the city, I think that that's, mm-hmm. I don't enjoy the city personally. That's something that I kind of had to sacrifice for to go here, and it absolutely has been worth it. But I think that that is definitely something that I would have considered a little more heavily before attending here. And so just the environment that you thrive in, and it, you know, some people just don't thrive in a city life. Some people want to be more in an area with a lot of nature, whatever it is. And I think that environment is so important. Like, yes, the school is so important, but this is also a city that you're living in. And so I think taking that into account is super important as well when you're choosing your college.
Did you come from like a more rural or suburban area?
Yes, where I come from, the houses are so far apart. You know, I could go on a really long run and not run into one person. And here, the second I leave my apartment, like, I'm already bumping into people when I go on my walks, like, there's people everywhere. So that's been a very big shift, and it's been a challenge for me, to be honest, but
yeah,
USC makes it worth it.
That's good. And what's the overall social scene like?
I think the social scene is amazing here. There's so many clubs that you can meet people from so many different backgrounds. That's been one of my favorite parts of going to USC, is just all the people that you're able to meet and how many clubs and different events even that USC throws. I mean, we get emails all the time when we were in person of just different events that they had every single week, or different concerts or anything like that, where, you know, they're constantly promoting us and encouraging us to have that work-life balance like I was talking about before, which has been awesome.
So when you first got to USC, how did you make friends when you got there?
So my first ever semester at USC was online. My first year was online. And I'm not going to lie, I struggled a lot with the social aspect of it in that regard, just because I didn't join any clubs online, just because I was really struggling with the online format in general. And so that was just a semester of just trying to figure out everything. But once we got on campus, my biggest thing was joining clubs and was getting more involved in different things, because I felt like I had the school part from online, but I didn't have anyone around me that I knew or that I could connect with. And so I joined just a bunch of clubs the first week, like more than I knew I was actually going to participate in the whole semester. And I just went to the first couple of meetings for each one and kind of just felt it out. And that's how I ended up meeting a lot of people. Obviously in my classes, my acting classes, I met a lot of fellow actors, but I did want to be surrounded by people of different majors and different backgrounds as well, because that's just something that's very important to me. So clubs for sure.
And how many people are in your biggest and smallest classes, like around?
So I think that I'm an outlier in this, just because I have not had a class above probably, I've only had one class above 30 people. There was a huge lecture that I was in online, but I wasn't even with those people physically, so it didn't feel like there was that many people there, if that makes sense. But because I'm a theater major, I'm very lucky to have much smaller classes, because we do need that one-on-one time to work on our different scenes and things like that, which I thrive in smaller class settings. So I have loved it. But I definitely feel like I'm missing that, like, you know, the movie scene that you see where it's just a huge lecture and the teacher in the front. I have not experienced that yet. And I think that anyone who has would be like, no, I think you're fine. You don't want to experience that. It's not fun. But I definitely am interested what that kind of dynamic is like, just because I always get pretty close to my professors and I feel like you wouldn't be able to in that situation, and so I don't even know what I would do. But
have you heard about there being a lot of like lecture classes at USC?
Yes, for other majors I have heard of people, and I know where those buildings are. I know that there are lecture buildings that are exactly what you see in those movies, where it's just a huge audience, but I have not had any classes like that.
Interesting.
Well, it seems it's worked out very well for you so far. So how many hours of homework or studying would you say you do on an average day?
Ooh, that's so hard. I'm a very slow reader. And so personally, I just think that I spend so much more time on my homework than other people, not even because I'm working harder at it, but just because I have to spend more time to even comprehend and understand it. And also with acting, and my major, it's so dependent on how much work you want to put in. And so, you know, it's totally up to me if I want to work on a scene for an hour, if I want to work on a scene for 5 hours, if I want to do individual work or whatever it is. But I think at least a couple hours every day, I'm doing some sort of homework. And then on the weekends, I really try to plug along and try to, you know, do the most on the weekends so that during the week I don't feel so overwhelmed as I'm going through schoolwork. And that's really worked well for me. But I know some people stay up super, super late doing homework, and I'm super strict with my schedule for sleeping. And so I do try to get a lot done on the weekends so that I can stay consistent with that schedule.
That's good to hear, because I can't handle everyone being like, I pulled an all-nighter to finish this project. I'm like, that does not sound like fun. I go to bed at the same time every night.
I agree. I think some people even brag about the lack of sleep that they get. And I have read many books and listened to many podcasts about how important sleep is. And so it's just ingrained in my mind, especially because I was an athlete growing up. And so the coaches would always emphasize it as well. And so when people say things like that, I, I'm like, that's not bragging. That's not good. It's right. Not sustainable.
And what's been your favorite and least favorite class you've taken so far?
My all-time favorite class has been a class, it's called Theater on the Edge. And it was a discussion-based class where we basically just pushed the limits of what we would consider theater. And we got to do a lot of experimental performances and a lot of readings from different artists and philosophers in general, and just hear about how we can continue pushing the boundaries in our craft. And I loved that class so much because I learned so much about acting, but I also learned so much about life in general and the limitations that we put on ourselves in everyday life. And those are my favorite classes where I'm growing my craft, but I'm also becoming a more well-rounded human. And so that class I loved so much. My least favorite, I have enjoyed all of my classes. I have not had a class yet where I'm like, oh my gosh, get me out of this. There's definitely been classes, like I could tell you my hardest class, but I haven't had one where I just did not enjoy it at all.
Well, that's great.
I know. It's been such a big shift from high school, because I hated school in high school and I didn't even know that it was possible to get excited to go to school. And now every day I'm like, I get to go to school and I get to study what I'm passionate about. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That's so exciting.
That's really good. So do you feel that USC students tend to help each other with work, or is it more of like a competitive atmosphere?
I think that is definitely dependent on the major, because I've talked to people in other majors that say that it's more competitive. And though internally I'll feel that competitive nature of just feeling like I'm not doing enough because the people around me are doing so much, like I will feel like I am not doing enough, but I don't think that it's competitive in that the students around me don't lift me up or encourage me or help me. I think it's more internally all of us battling our own little demons of just insecurity and feeling like we're not doing enough, because like I said, people at USC are so driven and so motivated that sometimes if you're not constantly doing things, it can make you feel a little just insecure about where you're at in your journey. But obviously it's so important not to compare where you're at with somebody else. But I don't think that the theater major is a competitive major.
Interesting. And what's the biggest difference you'd say between high school and college, whether it has to be with like, you know, work or just your overall life?
Yeah, I feel like my life's taken a 180 twist. Again, I just have never enjoyed school the way that I do now. And out of high school, again, I thought I was going to become a physical therapist, and then I changed my mind and decided to do a major that I was more passionate about and more following my heart as opposed to following what I knew would get me a steady job that would pay. And then, not that there's anything wrong with going on a route that, you know, you just want to get a job that has a steady paycheck. And I understand that, but I'm so, so, so grateful that I picked a major that I enjoy, because every single day I just feel so inspired and excited to go to class. And it is, again, such a beautiful thing. I did not know that it was a thing that you could enjoy going to school and like actually be excited. But if you find something that sets your soul on fire, then every day that you get to learn about that and create that and cultivate that, it's a good day. So it's been so amazing.
That's really good. So I know you mentioned that you were in a lot of clubs earlier. What clubs do you like really like go to, if that makes sense?
Yes. One of my favorite clubs is called Interfaith Council. And so basically it's just a group of individuals from various religious backgrounds or non-religious backgrounds, but just different walks of life. And we all come together and talk about life issues and all get to put it in our perspective from maybe our various religious mindsets, or just, I love talking with people from different backgrounds, because although I do have strong beliefs, I'm so open to changing my mind if I hear something else. And so I love hearing different perspectives that I never would have thought of. So that is one of my favorite clubs ever. I love it.
And what is Greek life like at USC?
I am not a part of Greek life, but I know that there is a very strong Greek life. We did have, there's been some rough patches even since I've been here of just different things that came to the surface that need to be altered about Greek life. And so we're still trying to keep our school accountable for those things. But I do know many girls that are very grateful for their sororities and are very much enjoying it at this school. But I just know it, Greek life in general, there are some issues that are coming to the surface and have been coming to the surface.
Do you think people not involved in Greek life feel left out, or is it not really a big thing? Yeah, like if that makes sense. Because some schools, it's like you're not anything if you're not in Greek life, you know?
I do not feel that that is how people feel. I think that the people that are in Greek life are super passionate about it, but there are so many other ways to get involved and find groups of friends that I at least have not experienced any sort of FOMO from not being in Greek life.
That's always good.
So what are some traditions at your school that people might not know about?
Traditions. This is hard because I feel like I still don't know a lot about USC just because I only had one semester on campus. But the only thing that I can think of that came to my mind is before the USC-UCLA game, there were a group of people. There's a club for it. I don't know what the club name is, but they camped out by the huge statue on USC campus. And they, I guess, just made sure that no one from UCLA came to do anything to the statue. But it was like 3 days straight. Every time I walked by, they would just be camping out there. I would go on walks at night and they would be out there. They camped out. I could not believe it, but they're very passionate about it. People at my school are very passionate about the UCLA-USC rivalry. I'm not super big into football, so I don't fully understand it, but people are very passionate about it.
Actually, I visited USC, and I'm pretty sure they said something about, like, touching the statue, like, before, like, finals week or something, like...
Oh, for good luck?
Yeah.
Maybe. Sure. I genuinely do not... I do not know, but that sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, maybe. And very important question, how is the food at USC?
How is the food? I don't even have a dining hall pass. I have heard not great things about the dining halls, but they have restaurants that certain meal plans can get you different, like, credit at different restaurants, and those restaurants seem to be good. But it's just that balance, because the dining hall, I mean, I don't know any school where, like, the actual dining hall has amazing, amazing food, but people love that they can get credit to those different stores, and that counts as part of their swipes is what it's called. So.
And what is the housing situation like?
So my freshman year, I was online, so I didn't get to experience the dorm life, but it was kind of like this survey that you took online, just talking about your roommates. You know, I'm sure they do that at every school, asking what you want. And definitely older people get priority. So if I wanted to be an older student and do the housing, then I would get priority over the better housing on campus. But they obviously prioritize freshmen as well, because that's where you're supposed to stay when you're a freshman, but I just didn't get to experience dorm life. And now I'm off campus, and they have a whole website for off campus housing. One thing that I learned, though, is that people here sign their leases so early. And so people last month, 2 months ago, which would have been December, November, already had their leases signed for this coming fall. And I still have not signed my lease. I'm just trying to figure out this semester. I don't know how people plan that far ahead, but that is definitely one thing to note, that is just, it seems very competitive in that if you don't sign your leases early, then you are kind of out of luck, or you have to just figure out something last minute. But people sign leases very early here.
That's crazy, though, because, like, you need to figure out, like, roommates or like what?
There's a whole pandemic right now, so no one knows what's going to happen in the fall.
Yes, you may not, like, even be in California. Like, that's
exactly
Yeah, that's well, it's scary. And in your opinion, what's one con of USC? I know it might be a hard question, but something that you think just isn't the best.
I think this is not necessarily a USC issue. I think that this is an issue at a lot of just big institutions, but I think something that I've really struggled with at USC is just this idea that USC is for profit. So everything is for money. And that's just been super hard for me to grapple with just because morality issues, just because it's the number one priority is always money. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be that way because I understand that they need to make money and they're trying to make money from their students. And that's the only way that it can run. But that's been a big challenge for me, is just trying to keep the school accountable, even though it's not necessarily just USC. It's just this whole foundation that they're built on in general as an institution. But that's just been something that's been hard for me to grapple with.
That's understandable. And it's like you're saying, it's just like difficult to, like, it's like, you get it, but also it's just hard to kind of come to terms with.
Be that way.
Yeah,
sometimes in my mind I'm like, well, why don't you just make the right decision? But to them it's what will make us the most money or save us the most money, or that's their number one priority, and I don't like that all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
So what kind of application does USC use?
Theater major is a specific application. It was a totally separate application. I also auditioned for the major, so that's an entirely separate kind of process that you go through. But I actually, on my YouTube channel, I posted a video reading out some of my essays from my application, because basically they were just asking what makes USC something that where you want to go, like what about USC? And so I remember doing a bunch of research and everyone saying be as specific as you possibly can about what about USC specifically makes you want to go there. So I try to be super specific with that. But then for my theater major, they asked us a lot of the same sort of question of what makes you passionate about theater, what about theater specifically makes you want to study here, and things like that. And so specificity was the key to all of the essays, but that's the gist of it, if that makes sense. Just a lot of essays, and then obviously you turn in your ACT SAT score. I do think, just to touch on something that about the application process, because I started to make a video asking people how they think that they got into USC. And I was super surprised. I thought most people were going to just say, well, I got a 36 on the test, and then I had super good grades. But a lot of people shared with me their experiences of, you know, not having the greatest score on their standardized tests, but then feeling as though they got to share their character in their essays. And they really think that that did have a good balance in the way that the school saw them, which I just think is so important, because it's so hard to judge someone solely by this, you know, monotonous, arbitrary, what's your testing score? What did you get on your AP test in high school? And so I'm very thankful that USC did take into consideration what we were saying about our character and about our lives and about our passions in the essays, because I know for me, I did not have the best scores. And I'm still a little bit confused how I got into this school. I have a little bit of imposter syndrome every time that I walk on campus.
Oh.
But they do take into consideration what you're saying. And I have a couple friends who even, I forget what the word is, but if you get rejected, you can appeal to your rejection and basically say, I think that you made the wrong decision. Can you please like take a look at my application again? And they got in that second round after appealing, which I didn't even know that you could do. But that just shows that if you're persistent about it, and if you show that you really want to go to the school, they see that. So
yeah. And is there anything else that you think prospective students should know before choosing whether or not to attend USC?
I just think that it's super important to take in the holistic view of college in general, as opposed to just what is the best school. It's super important that you look into your specific major and you see the city that you're in and if that environment is going to really allow you to thrive. Just because, like I was saying, you know, it's the city that you're living in. It's the place that you're living in. Look at the different clubs and the social life. Just don't limit your view to this is a really good school, so that means I want to go there just because they have a good name. It's 4 years of your life and it's a very pivotal point in your life. So you want to make sure that you are enjoying all the aspects of it. And so that's one thing that I wish I could have told myself in high school.
Yeah, it's definitely important because a lot of people forget that you're not just like getting that piece of paper and getting out. Like you are living there and you're experiencing a lot. So you have to think of it as a big picture.
Yes.
Well, Jada Jo, thanks so much for coming on and helping us learn about USC.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I've only had one semester on campus, so I'm sorry if my view is a little limited.
Well, that's what everyone's view is like right now, unfortunately. And if anyone listening wants to follow you on social media, where can they do that?
I am at Jada Jo Warner on all social media platforms.
Easy enough.
And to anyone listening at home, please make sure to follow us on our social medias. On our Instagram and TikTok, we are at acoam.podcast, and our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. Follow us there to keep up and hear more about awesome future episodes.
And as always, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on A Coming of Age Movie.